At lunch, I head for the gathering spot. The tea where the front hallway meets the hallway to the main office. A group of kids are already there, signs rolled up at their sides, talking in a low buzz. I slip in beside Tristan. He gives me a head nod and a fist bump. We move toward the office at some invisible signal. Stella's in the front, leading us in, ignoring the secretary's raised voice, pushing through the swinging door into the back hallway toward the principal's office. I've never been back here before, and my heart is pounding. But I'm surrounded by people. Too late to back out now. The office is empty and we crowd in, covering the floor. A few kids perching in the chairs. Stella stands behind the principal's desk. "What's going on?" the secretary asks. "You can't be back here." "This is a protest," Stella says. "Mr. Carter promised he would change the staff restrooms into gender-neutral restrooms, and he hasn't followed through. We aren't leaving until he does." "Absolutely not," the secretary shakes her head. "You can come back and petition him in a small group." "We already did that," Tristan says beside me. The secretary sputters, glaring first at him, then at me. "I'm calling Mr. Carter." "Good," Stella says. "You do that." She starts chanting, and the other kids follow suit. Tristan claps along, but doesn't chant. I just watch. The principal appears a few minutes later, the top of his bald head almost brushing the ceiling outside the door. The chanting subsides.
"Well, it's not every day you can say you've been protested," he says with a chuckle.
No one laughs. "We're not leaving until you change the bathrooms like you promised," Stella says. He smiles.
"I know it's slow, but I'm working on it. Don't worry."
"How hard is it to change some signs?" another boy pipes up from the back wall. "Here, we printed some up." Stella waves a stack of papers with the all-gender restroom logo on them. "The custodian said he could take down the other signs and put these up as soon as you say the word." Mr. Carter's face darkens from white to ruddy, lips pressed together.
"It's not that simple."
"It is that simple." Stella's on her soapbox. "I want to tell Mr. Carter to give in now, while he still has his dignity. By refusing to change the signs, you are landing on the wrong side of history. Seattle mandated all-gender restroom signage on public single-stall restrooms almost 3 years ago. And you are breaking our state's anti-discrimination law, which protects transgender students and their bathroom access. There are students at this school who every day feel the consequences of that decision. Kids who don't feel safe in gendered restrooms. Kids who have to choose between one or the other." "She took the words right out of my mouth," Tristan mutters in my ear. "It's a joke, but neither of us is laughing. I know Stella wants to help, but watching her stand there and talk when I'm right here, Tristan is right here, Lexi is right here, actually experiencing the things she's using for her moment of defiance. Anger rushes through my body in a wave of heat. Parker deals with that every day." "Huh?" I surface through the frustration and see her, hand extended to me, and then Mr. Carter turning his stare in my direction. I open my mouth, but Stella keeps right on talking. I try to stay focused on what's happening, try to tell myself she means well, she's helping. But a tide of anger rises in my chest. Mr. Carter holds up his hands.
"All right, Miss McMahon, I've heard enough."
He smiles, but it's forced this time. The counsellors and the office staff are gathered behind him now, and I spot Miss Kerry over his shoulder. He looks back at them, then reaches for the phone on the wall, dialing a number. The room is silent. He's probably calling security, and we're all going to be written up.
"John? Yes, hello. Could you change those signs we discussed?
He nods around the room, and everyone's mouths are opening, people turning to look at each other.
Wonderful. No, that won't be necessary. I've got some printouts on hand.
He hangs up the phone and spreads his hands.
Now, may I have my office back?
We spill out into the hall, everyone chattering at once, shrieking and hugging. Stella grabs my arm.
You came, she says. I can't believe it worked. I can't believe I stood up to him like that.
Yep, I nod. What's wrong? We face each other, the group carrying on down the hall without us.
Aren't you happy about this?
I sigh.
Yes. So?
She's got that look on her face. The one I know means she won't let this go until I say something.
You kind of took over. I'm the president of the Queer Alliance.
She stands, hands on hips, waiting.
But you're not trans. No one else was speaking up because you didn't give them a chance.
She scoffs.
Right, because you've been so ready to put yourself out there.